In 1994, parents were told that global research showed the best way to prevent the devastation of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, infants that just don't wake up, was to make sure babies slept alone in empty cribs and on their backs. It was called back to sleep, and rates of SIDS did plummet, but people think it's gone. It's not, and neither are the misunderstandings about it. One couple in Massachusetts, stunned with grief at the sudden death of their four-month-old, felt treated like suspects by police, probably also trying to figure out what happened. Eric Boodman is a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Eric, there were 3,600 cases of SIDS in 2017, but you found police and medical examiners just didn't have protocols to help these parents, and it took months to find out what happened.
Yeah, and I think most cases there are risk factors like sleeping on your belly or co-sleeping or soft bedding. But in a number of those cases, there are, really are a lot of gray areas in terms of the cause.
And by the way, what exactly is SIDS or sudden infant death?
The term was first coined in 1969 in part to reduce stigma, and it's quite unclear because it's defined as a death of an infant in which a postmortem investigation reveals no cause. And there's a lot of confusion between SIDS, sudden unexpected infant death, which is a larger category, and accidental suffocation and strangulation in bed, as well as cause unknown. So there's really a lot of confusion as to what to call these deaths.
Tell us more about how these people felt. It's stunning what they went through in their grief.
So I spoke with five families, and all of them talked in depth about feeling a lot of self-blame, just wondering what had gone wrong. And so even though there wasn't explicit blame from the authorities, they felt a lot of that blame themselves.
What should parents of newborns be thinking now? It was determined to be a natural death. It was SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And this infant was on his back.
And I think that's a really interesting point that you're making, because it's true, these are ways that you can reduce your baby's likelihood of dying suddenly and unexpectedly. But sleep position is a risk factor, but not a cause. And so you can't necessarily make the explicit connection that how you put a baby to sleep will necessarily mean one thing or another.
Yeah. But in this case, this was a four-month-old. They determined that it was a natural death. And this couple was able to access a researcher here in Massachusetts who was able to do some research after the infant died and thought there might have been something in the brain that might have indicated epilepsy, a seizure of some sort. So at least they had that. But many people across the country won't be able to talk to a researcher afterwards.
Yes, many of these families who did work with Dr. Richard Goldstein told me they don't know what they would have done without his hypotheses and his research, and we can't draw a conclusion about the cause, but they felt at least there was something that they could understand.
Well, it seems like the bottom line from your reporting is for parents to know somewhere in the way back of their mind that SIDS has not gone away. Eric Boodman, we'll link you to his article for STAT at hereandnow.org. Eric, thank you.
Thank you so much.